The mimic let out a small burp and went back to pretending to be a treasure chest. It had spent the first 5 days of its life in this very spot, patiently waiting for a chance. Having fulfilled its purpose, it simply continued to sit there, slowly digesting its victim. Mimics were very good at imitating chests. Sight alone was insufficient to determine if this monster was the genuine article or not. After all, it looked exactly like a wooden box that was 80 centimeters long, 35 centimeters tall, and 40 centimeters on its side. Its skin was a light oak-like faux wood, with imitation steel reinforcing its corners and a half-cylinder lid that served as its upper jaw. However, it could not keep calm like before. Although sightless, it could still perceive everything in a 10-meter radius around it through magic. And what it saw left the simple monster with an odd sense of dissatisfaction. Its flat resting place was now a mess. The torn clothing, discarded sword, still-lit lantern, and several puddles of blood were a problem. Some part of it realized it would be bad to leave things as they were. Several dozen small, insect-like legs sprouted sideways from its bottom and lifted it a few centimeters off the ground. It then opened its mouth and let its huge red tongue fall out. It spent the next several minutes scuttling around the place, determined to erase any and all evidence that someone had died there. The blood was lapped up, and the scraps of fabric simply stuck to the wet tongue. The fleshy, tendril-like organ coiled itself around the lantern before swallowing it whole. When it attempted to pick up the iron sword in the same way, the mimic tightened its tongue a little too much around the blade and cut itself.
"Hiss!"
it exclaimed at the unexpected jolt of pain. It reflexively let go of the sword, which fell to the floor along with several drops of sticky yellow blood. You have suffered a shallow cut. HP minus 4. Another strange window popped up into its consciousness. Although it somehow understood the words, it lacked the brain capacity to process their meaning. Not that it had any intention of doing so right now. The sword was still a problem that needed to be dealt with. It approached the inanimate weapon warily, carefully observing it. It was a normal iron sword, completely mundane and entirely unmagical in every way conceivable. As expected of a beginner's equipment. Not that a level 2 monster had any idea what it actually was. The mimic recalled the way its breakfast had struggled a little while ago. The adventurer was holding onto the strange object without hurting himself. His fingers were wrapped around it, much like how the mimic attempted to do. The only difference was that the mimic had grabbed the pointy end by mistake. Realizing its blunder, the monster warily stretched out its tongue again. However, the fleshy organ was a bit too thick to properly grip onto the short handle. The creature briefly considered this fact before simply warping its wide tongue into a more tentacle-like shape. Mimics were, technically speaking, a species of shapeshifter. Granted, they were not as good at it as other monsters. Something like warping their tongue or sprouting small legs to move around was the extent of their ability. Now that its tongue was in the proper shape, the animated chest wrapped it around the handle of the sword. It picked it up safely and held it above itself. Its numerous legs moved in unison, rocking the chest-like body left and right like it was doing a little triumphant dance. The intelligence attribute has been created through a special action. Intelligence plus 1. Another mysterious window. It completely ruined the mood, causing the mimic to stop its little celebration. Still, it now vaguely understood the thing it was holding onto was a weapon. It moved it around by using its tongue in lieu of an arm. Brimming with curiosity, it swung the sword downwards onto the floor. Cling! The blade slammed into the stone floor, letting out a clear bell-like sound that echoed through the cave. There was a tiny crack in the floor, which didn't escape the mimic's notice.
Did you hear that?
The distant voice made the mimic freeze. It had gotten carried away with its new toy and attracted attention.
Yeah, I definitely heard something. Come on, let's go check it out.
Another voice followed. Although it didn't understand the words, the mimic clearly recognized they were moving closer to its location. It quickly retreated back to its spot and sat down. However, there was a serious problem. It was still holding the sword with its tongue. It had serious